Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
Let's go to Soshanguve now. Yesterday, we saw frustrated community members taking to the streets. They blocked off several roads around that area with rubble, burning barricades as well. Some traffic lights, street signs were affected too. And this is all because there have been water cuts for several days because of the reserves at Rand Water. The community was saying that their taps dried up over 3 weeks ago, and the load shedding hasn't been able has exacerbated that problem. So that's been the situation. Yesterday, we heard from the City of Tshwane spokesperson Sipho Stuurman saying, we've dealt with this issue of getting the reservoirs full again. The people need to make space for us to come in to be able to fix the situation. Let's get an update from the City of Tshwane spokesperson Sipho Stuurman again. Let's have a listen to what he's saying.
The demonstrations have now stopped. The crowds started dispersing from yesterday evening already. That is a Wednesday evening already. The crowds started dispersing when water returned. And we did say that we would restore water by Wednesday evening. In fact, from early in the morning on Wednesday, our reservoirs had recovered, and now it was just a matter of time for water to move from the reservoirs to all the way to households, so that when people open the taps, the water is there. So indeed, the water has been restored. Many affected residents had realized that, and hence they stopped with the demonstration. The water is there. It was a matter of just giving it time for the reservoirs to be able to pump water from the reservoir storage to households, so that people can receive water at home. And that has happened. So the service delivery concern issue has been taken care of. But there are elements of political opportunism here. There are opposition parties that are pushing for this protest to carry on because they want to paint the coalition party as a failure. And we want to call on the community to guard against opportunistic political parties that want to use their real concern for their own political gain. I think also we want to call on communities to use water sparingly. The reality is that Gauteng is a water scarce province, and so we need to manage our consumption. So we must use water sparingly, so we are not in a situation where our taps run dry. We will continue to work with Rand Water to ensure that we do not face similar problems going forward. But as things stand, calm and order has been restored in Soshanguve, and our teams are busy with cleanup and mop up operations, because of course when they were protesting yesterday, there was a lot of damage and destruction to public property and public roads. So we're trying to clean all of that up.
That is the City of Tshwane spokesperson Sipho Stuurman explaining the situation there. Well, let's go to our reporter on the ground now and get a sense of what's actually happening in Soshanguve. Veronica Mahaudi, EWN reporter. Veronica, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. What is the picture in Soshanguve today?
Well, thanks very much, Nandi. We are definitely back at the epicenter of yesterday's demonstration. I can tell you that they are definitely still those charred remnants of yesterday's protest, Mandy. It's difficult to navigate the streets here. And as you can see, of course, those wires coming from the burnt tires that were left here. We still have the poles from the streetlights that were torn down and vandalized and damaged still in the middle of the road here at Aubrey Makala Street. But Mandy, of course, as you heard from the city's authorities, that water has been restored to this area. We've been keeping in touch with residents in Soshanguve from the early hours of the morning, and they have told me that they were able to get ready for work. They were able to get their children dressed and headed to school. I can tell you positively that when we were here at around this time, there were kids in this community because school had closed because there was no power and water, but it seemed to be relatively calm in this community. But Randy, really the issue that we have spoken to community members now about is the lasting solution for areas like Soshanguve when those power cuts hit. There is still frustration, and many are saying that when these power cuts happen, they are the first to feel the pinch, and unfortunately the last to get, of course, the running water through their taps. Just have a listen to community leader Koketso Kutaja.
You can speak maybe of the councillor of Ward 34 because of she was nowhere to be found in this crisis. Whereas in this crisis, we needed a directive and leadership from the councillors. And it's only us. Every time, whenever that they say that the city is experiencing water crisis, that thing only comes here. And we don't know why. And since 2016, that has been the case.
So, Veronica, as you pointed out there, there needs to be a long-term solution because this is a recurring problem. How do they resolve this issue so we don't see more unrest, more disputes again in the future?
Absolutely, Nandi, and I think this is generally the call that all South Africans are wondering in every community, especially in the city of Joburg and Tshwane, when these water shortages happen, be it the municipality level or be it Rand Water's system under that severe pressure. There are calls that there needs to be a look at our infrastructure and how we can spare communities like Soshanguve for having water. I think it's one thing for a statement to come out to ask residents to use water sparingly, but if you've had no water, as this community claims, for about 4 weeks, it does become desperate. It does become frustrating.
Veronica, thank you very much. Veronica Mahaudi, EWN reporter in Soshanguve, for us giving us a sense of what the atmosphere is like after several days of protests there.